Hey, hey, this is Julie, and you're listening to Grace Over 40, the podcast for women over 40 who want to get back in touch with who they are and where they're headed and match the faith they're wanting to the faith they're living. But this ain't your mama's Christian podcast, so buckle in for some real talk and a good sprinkle of humor, along with some faith-filled encouragement as we ride this 40s thing out together. Thanks so much for being here. Hey, can I ask you a quick favor before we get started with today's episode? Would you take a second to go leave me a review and a rating on iTunes or even wherever you listen to my podcast? If you like the Grace Over 40 podcast and have appreciated things that you've learned here or things that I've spoken about, I would love it if you would help spread the word. And the best way to do that is to leave a review or a rating so that other people who are just kind of scrolling by can see it and think, hey, that actually looks like it might be kind of cool. I would greatly appreciate it. It only takes a couple of minutes to do so, and it would really help me out a lot. Thanks so much for your help. Hey, how are you? Welcome to the Grace Over 40 podcast. This is episode 43, and it is entitled The Grace in Grace Over 40. It is freezing in my room right now, y'all. It is 41 degrees in Texas today. Last week it was in the 90s, and right now it's 41. And I need to actually have some of the insulation around my windows repaired. And so right now the wind is just kind of like whipping through the corners of the windows, and I'm freezing. So hopefully you won't hear like teeth chattering or anything like that. Today, I'm super stoked to talk to you about this because I always like doing the podcast. It's one of my favorite things ever. But there are certain topics that just really get me super fired up. And I'm always worried when I'm talking about one of these things that I'm going to like talk way too fast or, you know, not make sense because I'm so excited that I'm going too quickly. But I just am so, so excited about this topic because it has affected my life so immensely. And so much so that I actually named Grace Over 40 after it. And last week we kind of talked a little bit about the mission of Grace Over 40 and like kind of what I'm trying to help you with. This week we're going to talk more about what I guess would be like an equivalent of the culture, like a company culture or something like that. Kind of like what the underlying motive is, what the underlying feeling that I want you to come away with is. And that is works versus grace. So we're going to talk today a little bit about what grace is. And we touched on this a little bit in the Bring Your Mess episode, but I want to delve a little bit deeper into it today and give you a little bit more of an idea of what is God's grace and how does this impact our lives and how does it benefit us, basically? So the first thing that I wanted to let you know is that the whole point of Grace Over 40 and me trying to share things with you that I've learned in my walk with God and teach you things that I did the hard way and try to save you from making some of the mistakes that I've made, the whole point of this whole thing is not to make you feel like you need to change things because you're not good enough and that you need to fix yourself to be in good standing with God, because that's absolutely not the case, ever, 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 ever. He doesn't love any of us more or less depending on what we do. He loves us because we're his children. We're his creation. He loves us because we're just us, and that is a big part of God's grace. It is basically being undeserving and getting his grace and his favor anyway. What it really is about is unwrapping the gift that God's trying to give us. So to kind of illustrate this a little bit, I wanted to use an example of, say you have a child, or if you don't have any kids, say it's your niece or nephew or somebody close to you, and they want to learn to cook, and they're older. They're, I don't know, maybe like say my daughter's age. So my daughter's 23. And she's not interested in cooking, but her boyfriend is, but I digress. So say that she has expressed an interest in learning to cook, and I can tell just from the few things that she's done that she's really got a lot of potential where it's concerned. Like I can tell like she is going to just be a great cook if she just like hones her craft a little bit more. So you get them this gift. Maybe it's every amazing cooking gadget that you can possibly imagine. Maybe it's like an incredible knife set. Maybe it's like this super high-end like pots and pans set that you know is just going to help them just so much to get better at what you know they can do, right? And like really just help them unwrap their potential. And you know that their life will be easier. You know, they'll be able to make things better. They'll be able to make things easier. And you just want them to open it so badly because you're so excited about it because you know it's going to help them so much and it's going to really just launch them into everything that they can be in this vein. And they refuse to unwrap it. Maybe they're scared of it. Maybe they don't feel worthy. Maybe it's one of those things where they're just like, you shouldn't have. And I just can't accept this. Like I haven't done enough to be worthy of this amazing gift that you're trying to give me. Basically, not saying that they don't want it, but saying that they don't feel like they deserve it. And so they're not going to wrap it. They really are just insistent. I just can't take this. You wouldn't love them any more or any less if they didn't unwrap it, right? They're still your kid. You still have love for them. You're proud of them. You don't love them more or less depending on that action. But you want to see them embrace the full potential of what you know that they can do and to be able to enjoy how great that feels when they're really in their element now because they have everything that they need to just be their best and you know, show up the best way that they can in the kitchen and just create these amazing things. And it will not only benefit them, it'll benefit the people around them. Like they feel great about themselves. They're doing all these amazing things in the kitchen with this thing you got them, and they're cooking dinner for other people. And now these other people are, you know, feeling so much better about their gift and how they're sharing it with them. That's kind of what it's like when God is trying to give us the gift of grace and we refuse to unwrap it because we don't feel worthy. So I hope that kind of makes it a little bit clearer as to it's not about whether or not you deserve it. It's about him trying to bring you closer to the person that he knows that you can be and the happiness that you can have once you get there. So we're not trying to make these improvements in our lives and change some of the things that we've talked about changing here on the podcast because we aren't good enough. We're just trying to unwrap the gift. We're trying to grow and to learn and to become better versions of who God created us to be. So the difference between works and grace is this. So works is trying to please God. You are just doing everything you know how to do to get on his good side, so to speak. You know, a lot of people get stuck here, like big time. They feel like they're not doing enough. They don't go to church enough. They don't pray enough. They don't do enough good things. They haven't helped enough old ladies across the street. They haven't donated, you know, any massive amounts of money to charity. They don't teach Sunday school in their church. You know, whatever it is, they're constantly just trying to please God by the things that they do. Grace is trusting God and accepting the fact that it's not based on works. It's based on the grace that he gives you because he loves you. So pleasing God is basically relying on yourself. It's self-reliance. What can I do to be in God's favor? And grace is trusting God, which is God-reliance. So when you're wrapped up in works, that means you're wrapped up in self. And when you are staying in trust, a posture of trust, and being accepting of God's grace, that's God-reliance. And that's where he wants us to be. Grace is not about works. It's about undeserved favor. I read it described this way. the love and mercy given to us by God, because God desires us to have it, not necessarily because of anything we've done to earn it. And that is so important. God wants us to have this as a gift. He wants us to live and, you know, live in grace, live under grace, live under just the beauty of the release that that brings into your life without having to feel like you're not good enough. Because if you are basically self-reliant, trying to please God, trying to stay in all these works that you think will improve your standing with Him. And it may not even be like a religious type of thing. Maybe you just feel like you don't do a good enough job of, I don't know, keeping up your house or taking care of yourself or whatever it is. Maybe, you know, you've been in too many failed relationships in your mind, or you never went back to school, or whatever it is, and you feel like God is disappointed in you. I want you to know that's not the case. That's not how He loves us. That's not how He gifts us His grace. So it's not based on anything that we've done to earn it. It's solely based on He wants us to have it because He loves us. Works and staying in the posture of self-reliance is just going to tire you out, and it's going to make you feel like you are never good enough. I want to say that again. If you stay in a spirit of your worth or your approval rating being tied to your works, you're only going to get tired and burn out, and you're never going to feel good enough. Because guess what? We will never be good enough. We will never be good enough. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we will continue to until the day we die, because we're human. Trust is where we need to stay, because trust is accepting God's grace as a gift, drawing nearer to Him because of that. And then, and this is the huge piece of this, then you partner with Him to learn and grow spiritually and as a person. So you don't stand way over here trying to get yourself all ready so that you can get to Him. You go to Him first by accepting the grace that is yours for the taking, and then working with Him to get where He wants you to be. You're not trying to get good enough to have a relationship with Him. You start with a relationship, and then you go from there. And that's what grace is all about. I want you to hear this. Christ died. He gave His life so that we would not have to live under a spirit of condemnation and feeling like we're not good enough. So if that's where you are today, friend, it's time to get out. That's not where you're meant to live. That's not where you're meant to stay. And that's not how you are supposed to feel for the rest of your life. Accept the gift, the beautiful, gracious gift of God's grace. We are undeserving. We will always be undeserving. But He calls us into that, and He calls us into trusting Him so that we can then feel comfortable with partnering with Him and going forward as He helps us, instead of feeling like we have to do it the other way around. So that is really why I chose the name Grace Over 40, because as we talked about in the Bring Your Mess episode, this is a huge thing for me. I struggled with this a lot. I'm a misfit Christian. And if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to it. It's episode number 3. I never felt like I was like them. I never felt like I belonged. I liked the tattooed rocker boys and liked listening to AC/DC. And the people at church were not okay with that. My parents were not okay with that in some instances. And they were way more accepting than other parents would have been given the circumstances. But I struggled with this. I struggled with this to this day, because I feel like even now with Grace Over 40, and I've taken some heat about it even still. You know, there was somebody on my page just a few weeks back that was saying something about how, you know, it wasn't appropriate for me to say that I'm a Jesus-y rocker chick. And that's neither here nor there. You know, that's her opinion. I feel like God made me the way that He made me to reach the people that He wanted me to reach who don't feel like her. So it's something that I've always struggled with and that I've always felt a little weird about. But I always come back to God's grace, and I always try to remind myself to bring my mess. And that's why I have told you guys that so many times. Bring your mess. You're not supposed to get perfect first. You're not. That's what he's there for. He's there to partner with you and not to help you get perfect. That's not what we're after, but to help you grow and become more Christ-like and to, you know, experience the beautiful life he wants to give you and impart that to the other people that are around you and the other people in your circle that you can then influence. It's all part of living in his grace. And if you're trying to deserve it, you never will. So just put that out of your mind right now and stop living under condemnation, because that's not how he wants us to live. I hope that's given you some freedom today. God's grace is such a beautiful thing, and it really makes me sad that so many people are living outside of it, because when you're living within it and you are accepting of it and you really try to intentionally let yourself stay there, it is the most freeing, peaceful, beautiful way that you can live. I would love to help you with a couple of resources, not particularly around grace, but if you are wanting some sort of direction to move forward in your life, if you feel like you have been struggling with some things and you have been trying really hard to like clean up your act on your own first because you think that that's required, maybe these would be helpful for you. One of them is for anybody over 40 who feels like they're stuck in any way, shape, or form. It could be in a career. It could be in a relationship. It could be, you know, in a body you don't recognize anymore because you're changing now that you're midlife. It could be in a situation, just anything. If you feel stuck in any way in your life, this is for you. It's a mini course called Unstuck and in Motion. And I would love for you to pick that up. I will put the link for that in the show notes. And then the other thing is kind of along the lines of, where is he trying to take you from here? So now that you know that you don't have to get cleaned up first, maybe you're like, sweet, let's do this. Let me partner with God and be accepting of this grace and stop trying to, you know, fall all over myself to be perfect first. But I do want to know what's next. Where do I go from here? I do have a workshop that's called Uncover Your Purpose. And the way that it's laid out, I think, is really cool. I really laid it out in a way that I think is easy to use. And it was the exact same process that I went through to get to sitting here right now holding this microphone and talking to you, which I know now is absolutely my purpose. So if that's something that you've been kind of contemplating, what might your purpose be? What might your calling be? How can you start to figure that out? And then what do you do to step into it? That could be helpful for you. So again, I will drop the link to that in the show notes. But in closing, I just really want you to remember God's grace is a gift. You don't have to earn it. Accept it today and watch your life change. Thank you so very much for listening. I will talk to you next time. Hey, I just wanted to take a quick second to thank you so much for listening to this episode of Grace Over 40. It just means the world to me that you're here. I also wanted to invite you to please follow me on social media. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest as Grace Over 40. I would love to have you join me there. And I really love also getting emails from you guys. So please feel free to shoot me an email at julie@graceover40.com. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, would you either share it with your friends and or take a second to just go leave me a quick rating and a comment? Doing those things helps me get my message in front of even more people, and it would just mean the absolute world to me. So thanks again for being here today, and I will see you next time.